It's the 14th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A 24-year-old mother from Biggleswade who was sentenced to 10 years in prison for child cruelty and allowing the death of her daughter will not have her sentence extended. Chelsea Gleeson Michelle's daughter, Isabella, was murdered by her partner, Scott Jeff. The pair wheeled Isabella's body in a pram for days before abandoning her in a bathroom. The Court of Appeal dismissed an application to extend her sentence. Isabella's biological father and his family felt that justice had failed Isabella for a second time. Miss Gleeson Michelle's mental health and past behaviour were considered in the sentencing. Mr. Jeff received a life sentence for Isabella's murder. The case may still be reviewed under the unduly lenient sentence scheme. An increase in antisocial behaviour around Lurk Street car park in Bedford has led to community police officers conducting high visibility patrols throughout the area. Bedfordshire Police have warned potential offenders that engaging in antisocial behaviour will not be tolerated and that further action will be taken if individuals do not comply. Bedford Borough Council is moving forward with its redevelopment of Greyfriars. Residents are set to play a key role in the selection of an architect and in the actual design process. The design brief was approved last June and an update was recently requested by Greyfriars Councillor Ben Foley at a committee housing meeting. A town deal stall will be set up for updates as the project moves closer to becoming reality, with road realignment work set to begin in 3 months. The Speaker of Bedford Borough Council, John Wheeler, was involved in helping to raise awareness for World Kidney Day. Across the region, that includes Bedfordshire, around 88,000 people are living with chronic kidney disease and 380 rely on dialysis to survive. The gift of life can be given through organ donation. It takes just a few minutes to sign up and let your loved ones know your wishes. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.